You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hi, Gene.
Hi. Hi, Gene. You said hi, Gene.
Is it true that you're here to host a new segment?
Shannon's walked out on me.
Yeah, what's up? Shannon
Tweed. You guys having trouble? What's up?
Well, unfortunately, what Shannon did was she walked out on me while I was talking about my schmeckle.
Oh, do you have a bad schmeckle?
I have a bad schmeckle that's been with 5,000 women.
That's a lot of schmeckle.
Always talking
Shannon,
about your schmeckle.
Shannon decided that it was time to...
Shannon what?
Shannon decided, after my comment about my schmeckle,
yes,
that it was necessary to move out of the house.
5,000 broads?
5,000
is... I'm surprised there's any schmeckle left.
You might be a little. You might be a little under the number.
Oh, is it ever rising?
I think
the number, not the schmeckle.
My schmeckle has probably been with 6,000 or 7,000.
Holy mackerel! Wow, that's a lot.
Whoa, any famous? Famous?
Don't get too excited.
Okay, I'll relax.
Schmeckle.
Has your schmeckle been with any famous broads?
Yeah, tons.
Really?
Besides, sure.
Florence Henderson.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, oh wow.
Mimi from that old sitcom, The Drew Carey Show.
Oh, she's very, very nice.
Don't
yeah.
remember her name. Meredith from The Office.
Oh, the redhead. Sure.
Yeah, there are many, many beautiful women.
All those famous women.
Lots
That's
of famous
the most
ladies.
Famous name you could pull.
But Shannon, Mimi. She keeps my feet to the fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
She well, Shannon me. Tweed.
She enjoys me, genital warts and all.
Wow. You know what's great about her is every once in a while, the movie channel will show one of her old soft porn films.
I love them too. Now shall we?
She walked out on you in an interview. You guys going to be okay long term? Is it going to be all right?
Who knows?
Well, let me ask. Let me break it down this
you
way.
You don't seem too concerned.
Is Shannon going to be okay?
I am very concerned.
I can't tell.
Yeah, you're showing concern.
Whether I be upset, emotional, whether I be angry, uh-huh. you this
it's
is
the same.
Way,
this I know.
You're very even keel.
Yeah. What?
I think you're going to be okay. I think she's going to be okay. Yeah. But is your schmeckle going to be okay?
There's not a day that goes by when I don't think of my schmeckle.
Well, even if she doesn't come back, in a world of... You know, Co-Ed Confidential and
yes.
The Erotic Traveler.
Uh-huh.
There's always the occasional Shannon Tweed classic soft porn how to get you by.
How are your schmeckles, gentlemen?
My schmeckle's great.
Buzz has your schmeckle.
Mine as well, thank
Mark
you.
Schmeckle?
Never better, really.
Oh, yeah, it's circumcised.
That's good. Very good.
Are you circumcised?
RJ, can you see your schmeckle now?
Yes, it's getting larger.
Thank you.
Oh, what? Dear.
Wow, he's really enjoying the bit.
I'm going to kick it over to Mike right now.
Oh, no, I was hoping that you would present
yeah.
the gifts because this
How about
is,
I open the gifts?
I think that'd be great. A lot of people
we
don't realize
honored
that it's been a long time.
You.
Gene, it's been a long time since we've done Gift Corner. I would love for Gene Simmons.
Of KISS.
Of KISS to host Gift Corner.
Wow.
That'd be great.
Would you like me to do that?
Yeah. I would like that. Would you charge us to do that?
He's going to think about it.
No.
That's amazing. What?
Thank you. You're
that
a good
settles,
man.
I've been thinking of buying one of those KISS caskets, and that just about cinches it.
You, my friend, are a very energetic young boy.
Yes. And you're not.
Perhaps you could travel with me to Israel sometime.
Do you ever go back to the homeland?
Quite often.
Do anyway, you really?
Let me open these schmeckle gifts.
Oh, I don't know that they're necessarily gifts having to do with the schmeckle.
From your package to ours.
Let me read the inscription on the outside of the package.
What does it say?
Use your good grown-up voice, Gene.
To...
What do you
oh.
say? What do you say?
Shooting
about?
Rabba. Look.
To Spivak Associates.
Right.
Attention, Rob Spivak.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
I mean, whack.
Yes, yeah. I'm 1/8 Jewish, Gene.
Gift Corner.
Gift Corner.
She knows this is, or did you write Gift Corner?
She knows this.
Did she write it, or did you write it?
She wrote it.
You wrote it?
She wrote it. Would you be more comfortable if we all sort of dialed back our energy?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, if you watch The Family Jewels with Gene Simmons,
right, yes,
you'll notice that the energy level stays the same with everyone. My kids, my lovely lady, Shannon, who may not be my lovely lady.
May or may
not.
That's
true.
Yeah. So let's open that package now.
Please.
Let's try this.
Let's open the gifts.
Yes.
These gifts.
Let's.
They're wrapped.
Were delivered.
That's part of the excitement.
We have one from Mike.
Uh-huh.
He'll be in a minute.
Gene.
Yes.
Where?
Don't stop
is Mike
that.
Now?
Now you're enjoying.
Tommy. Now you're enjoying.
Oh, from the Tommy Internet, the Tommy Internet show.
A gift for Tommy.
Do you like that bit?
These are all for Mike's people.
They're nicely
they're
wrapped.
They're for characters.
Charlie
gets
Do you think any
characters getting gifts?
Do you think any of these people will be by today, Gene?
I'm not sure.
That would be something if they.
I don't have the energy.
You sound you have the energy.
I have the energy to be Gene.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a quick reset, if you're just getting off an airplane, this is the new host of Gift Corner, Gene Simmons from KISS.
Hi.
We were hoping to cheer him up.
He's a little bummed.
Wait for
this. This is Gene Simmons.
There he is.
Shannon walked out on him.
Let's open up this next gift, shall we, Buzz?
Yes, let's do that.
Quiet now.
Gene. Yes.
Quiet now. Shh. Don't fill the holes, O master of comedy timing. There we are.
Hey, Gene.
Oh, joy.
Worth it.
I have a surprise.
You do?
This is special. I believe we have a piñata.
Oh.
Hey, I like that you use the proper pronunciation.
We have a piñata for RJ.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's an inchworm.
An inchworm piñata. That might have to go up.
That's beautiful.
That
we can
might
never.
Have to go
that's
up.
A thing of beauty.
We can never
look at you laugh,
that.
Gene. Aren't you glad you came by?
That's funny.
And you know, Gene, everyone's thinking it. I feel I should say it.
Mm. Yes.
Thank you for coming in full KISS makeup today.
I appreciate it.
No.
Oh, dear.
This is for Oscar.
Where is he?
He's tardy. He said he'd be tardy. He'll
yes,
be
he
here
is.
Shortly.
It's a very busy week.
This is for Mark with the Star of David.
Oh, see that, Gene?
Very, very
Thank
good.
You.
Yes, see that. I do see that.
Yeah.
I took it out of the box. How could I not see it?
Yeah, that's true.
How
that's
could I not see it if
remark.
I was taking it out of the box?
Well,
I ask you that. How could I?
Well, I was showing you that I too am a Jew.
Ah, yes, an obvious Jew.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yes. Oh, nice. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks.
It fell a little short.
Kick, save, and a beauty. And a bag, a gift
RJ,
bag.
Thank you, RJ.
Gift bag
uh-huh.
for Rob.
Oh, very nice.
Thank
everyone's,
you, Gene.
Everyone's been represented.
Flowers on it.
Very, very
nice.
Good. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for Gift Corner
that
today.
That is unfortunate.
You're not going to stick around
we won't
for
be
the
able
opening
to,
of the gifts?
We won't be able to open our gifts. And whoever did this, I'd like to thank them for not only giving me the opening vignette, but giving me the first segment of the real show coming up next.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, I stopped smoking cigarettes.
Oh, good.
Isn't that something? I'm on to cigars now. I'm onto a 5-year plan. I eliminated the cigarettes, then I go to cigars, then I go to pipes, then I go to chewing tobacco, then I'm onto that nicotine gum.
Good.
Yeah.
Money. I'll leave you blank checks.
Oh, no, please. I've got lots of money.
No.
No, come on, will you, please?
Okay, I'll pay you back when we get home.
I won't have any problem cashing a second party out-of-state paycheck, will I? The reason I'm saying is I've been so busy lately, I haven't been able to do my banking, and I don't think there'll be a problem. Don't worry
Let
about
me
it.
Just leave you the checks.
Well, only if it's comfortable for you.
That'll be easier.
I guess, sure. Do you have a plunger here while I'm thinking of these things for the morning? You know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike. Oh,
well. You know, not even the greatest writing in the world. That's John Candy.
That's all funny.
He made that work, folks. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, June 16, 2011, and we are over 7 million downloads and still growing. Our show today is brought to you by The Man Grade.
Love it,
Man Grade.
Don't make your dad hate you this Father's Day. Get him steakhouse quality grilling at home. 100% cast iron Man Grades. We talk about them all the time. You should buy them. They're fantastic, and they go on top of your grill, and they make your food look like restaurant quality food and taste better. Mm-hmm. Grilled food of all kinds never tasted so good without flare-ups or dry meat, and nobody likes dry meat. Am I right about that?
The worst.
And you should check it out. $19.99, their Father's Day special for your dad and yourself. Get the Man Grate.
Did you leave anything out? When you order the Man Grate, does it just come, in a box?
It comes in a box with the Man Grate.
Uh-huh. Right. Anything else?
They might have one other thing in there.
Really? What is it?
A bonus prize. A
grill brush.
Hey, you know, it's funny you should bring it up. And I hate to interrupt your read.
Yep.
When you're sleeping and you wake up in the morning, do you ever get that little stuff in your eye? I call it an eye booger.
I'd like to remind you that we are selling something to do with food.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
food.
The last thing you want is to walk around with an eye booger in your eye.
Oh, that's...
So what I will do...
I'm going to throw up at
this will take
one.
That grill brush...
I'm actually
brush,
getting nauseous listening to this.
And, you know, it's amazingly supple.
All right, thank you very much.
And just a quick scrub.
For your daddy yourself. Get the Man Grate, everybody. Thank you. That's all.
It makes my lashes
pop. That'll be all. Thank you very much. I'd like to say, we say hi to our friend Cappy. A personal note, Cappy, yes. Thank you. I got your message, and I wanted to say to you, thank you very much. You're very nice, kind words, and I appreciate that. Your support means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Well,
thank you.
Very nice.
That's right.
Oh, yes, shucks.
I'm suffering from a debilitating disease. Yeah. No. She's just very nice, and I appreciate that. All right.
He has 6 months.
For Internet Radio Tommy, let's see what we'll go. Internet Radio Tommy, I'll get these
just
out
so
of the
we're
way.
Clear, he won't be by today?
He will not be by
today.
Well,
that's unfortunate.
I don't know. No.
Let's anything see nice written on the card?
Is there a card?
Wait a minute. There might be
because I know this is from the Howard family.
Always read the card first.
Yeah, the card first.
Ron Howard?
Well, no. The only card goes along with my gift.
I see. All
so
right.
Maybe I'll wait to read the
fair
card.
Fair enough.
Okay. Let me open up what's for Internet Radio Tommy.
What did Tommy get?
Let me see.
Looks like a book, maybe? Or
Tommy.
A pamphlet?
Let me see what the card says. Hold on just a second. Happy Mike's birthday. Here's to years of better shows. The Howards, Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
Well, very
Curly,
nice.
Curly, Mo,
thank
Ron.
You, Howards. Curly Howard, Mo Howard, and the confident speaker. Beat your nerves and communicate at your best in any situation.
He could use that.
The confident speaker.
That is great.
Have RJ give this to Tommy.
Hey, you know what? Right, maybe RJ good. Should read it.
Very good. That was the joke.
Maybe I should read it.
Thank you very much. All right.
Now, who's this to?
This is to Charlie.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Charlie Stewing Stabilog.
It says, Charlie, good luck on your test.
Oh, my.
The Howards. Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
Does that also say Happy Mike's Birthday? I like the fact that they've turned it into a holiday where everyone gets a present.
They have an asterisk. Note the publication date.
I see.
Excellent.
Okay, very good.
And it's Winnie the Pooh wrapping paper.
Good luck on your test.
Their first gift was very thoughtful.
I can only imagine. Yeah, this is an old book.
Is it?
Good wrapping, though.
And interesting paper on all the gifts.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Barron's air traffic control exam.
That's very nice.
Now, what's that date?
Air traffic control, student's number one choice.
Uh-huh.
Air traffic. To Charlie, best of luck on your big test. Your fan, Laura Howard.
Very nice.
Howard.
And publication date, 1997.
Just in time.
Ah, very good. Now I was.
Should
I was
be
thinking
fairly current.
Nothing's really changed.
I think it
since
should
then.
Be fine. I hope I didn't mess that up. You know, because when you go for the funny note, the publication,
right.
I was like, for 1965.
Is there maybe an original publication?
That's what
date?
I'm looking for, Rob. Uh-huh. Copyright 1990. Nope.
That's fun.
That's at all six Howards.
All right, thank you very much.
The younger you are, the funnier that is.
Hey, Howards, I hope you're enjoying this show. We got the pinata for RJ.
That's beautiful. We can never break that pinata.
All right, let me open up the card here.
It's full of supplements.
Now, this is to Mike for Mike's
birthday. Actually, Buzz, go ahead. Open yours up.
All right. Now, mine is wrapped with Frosty the Snowman paper from the cartoon of the same name.
Okay.
And bubble wrap.
Did you read your card?
I did, and it says, Buzz, happy Mike's birthday.
Oh, I love that.
Now you know. It's the message, the clue, if you will, is now you know.
Now you know.
Signed the Howards, Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
At all four Howards.
I wonder if it's like a NBC PSA, the more you know.
There's bubble wrap to protect what appears to be a glass. It is a glass that says, you've got the right one, baby. Uh-huh. Oh. Diet Pepsi. I'm a Diet Pepsi drinker.
Very good.
Now
very
I know.
Good. Rob Spiewak.
But you want to know what's great about that gift? See if there's a date on the glass.
1937.
Now very nice, the Howard family.
Mine is on in a beautiful floral bag, and they spelled Rob correct, and they put a smiley face in the O. Happy Mike's birthday. As I recall, you love this candy. Mm-hmm. Love the Howards, Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
And all four Howards.
Let's see. Oh, excellent, and a great brand, too. Daryl Lee Soft Eating Licorice.
Ooh, you like the licorice.
Oh, yeah.
You, I do not.
Ooh, and licorice medallions. Flavored with natural anise oil.
Oh, very nice. Anise oil.
Yeah, yeah.
You like the anise oil.
I do. You know what's funny? Real quick, this brings it up. Big tradition at the last day of school, kids bring in a t-shirt, and everyone signs the t-shirt.
Sure.
Robert has a kid in his class named Anuj. A-N-U-J.
Anuj.
Or Anuj, I suppose. But his J curled like an S, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like Robert's t-shirt has the word anus on the front of it. I said, Robert, what is... And I really thought some kid was just giving him trouble. I said, what is that word? He says, that's Anuj's name.
Anuj.
Naturally it is.
Naturally. Mark Ronick, what do you got?
Yeah, I got happy Mike's birthday. Use vigorously the Howards, Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
That's wonderful. What do you get there, Mark?
Let's see. It's very tightly wrapped.
RJ, your pinata is empty. There's no candy, but I'll give it to you.
Just like you,
anyway.
It's tightly wrapped.
Yes. Thanks, Buzz.
Oh, there you go. We're all natural athletes here.
Diet Pepsi never tasted
nice to go,
so good.
I wonder what they're trying to tell me here. Oh, no. It's bacon soap.
Oh, bacon soap.
It's in an Altoid type
very good. Bacon
soap.
Nice.
All right. And let me see.
Should anyone open in lieu of Oscar?
Let Oscar get here. He'll start his
it
day
might
off
never
nicely,
get open.
But, you never know.
He's packing man grates back at the warehouse.
I have this says, hope you have a perfect birthday.
Oh,
it's got
baby.
A naked baby.
It's a little baby there. Oh, my goodness. What did I get here?
Cash?
Oh, wow. I got a Bloom gift card and a Giant gift card.
Hey,
wow.
That's a real present.
You can use that.
And just
use
so you know, the gift card is normal size. It's for a place called Giant.
That's right. Your Giant food. Man, $25 gift cards.
That's
thank
very
you, guys.
Nice. You'll use those.
A little playtime, a good poop, then a long nap. Happy birthday, Mike. From all four Howards.
Howards.
Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
Charlie Howard
and all the Howards. And
Mike, I recommend you don't leave those cards in that card because you're going to throw them away.
Okay, I'll take them out. Been listening for years since 97 and still catching up. Keep bringing the funny. Essity, the Howards.
Howard.
Lee, Laura, Bonnie, and Charlie.
It's the Howards.
So
happy
generous.
Birthday. It's a gift of good and bad. Grocery store gift cards to help with the weight loss, plus Girl Scout Samoa knockoffs. Enjoy with love.
Oh, cookies from the Howards.
Cookies from the Howards. Let's see what the
cookies of temptation
is. Wow.
Oh, you know what those are called? Those are called Girl Scout Wobbles.
Cow rabbit.
Keebler Coconut Dreams.
Oh.
Mm.
I'm having.
Oh, it's too well packaged. I can't smell them.
Oh.
That's probably for the best.
But you know what I do smell?
What?
The Howards.
Hey, it's the Howards.
Thank you very much, Howards.
Very
we
nice.
Appreciate that.
Very
what
nice.
A nice way to start
that
the show.
That is a nice way. And you know what? It begins the era of the celebration of your birthday.
Of my birth, which
it is your birthday season.
We'll roll on and on and on.
And it falls on what day this year?
June 22nd. I don't know what day it falls
week
on.
From
how
today,
about that?
Isn't it?
How about that? How Mr. Egocentric? I don't know what
Thursday,
day.
Isn't
is it a Thursday?
Week from today?
Wednesday.
Oh, week from yesterday.
So there's only six shopping days until Mike's birthday.
Hey, you know what I know? I know that I got to work that day. I know there's something going on that I have to do, like besides this show.
Right.
Well, this show isn't really work.
My new life, you know. Yeah. But anyway, let's start the program. We've got some mail. We'll try to get to that a little bit later. We can do it tomorrow if we have to,
we can, sure.
We'll start that. Buzz, you had something that you were talking to me before the show that I didn't want to forget.
Well, about anger.
Anger.
You and I, we touched on this yesterday. We all did. We talked about the fact that everybody seems angry, and you were talking about the fact that you in particular feel angry. I think I've felt a bit of that lately.
Right.
So I went over to Dr. Perry's yesterday as fast as I could go, and I met up with him because it was his half day. He had the rest of the day off, and this is great because we can sit around and chat.
Mm-hmm. Now, you make this sound like this is a business meeting. You're just going to mooch off his pool.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Dr. Perry was my general practitioner until, of course, I went to Sal's Insurance Company. Unfortunately, now I can no longer afford Dr. Perry, but he's a good guy.
And besides, at your age, Mike, mostly specialist.
That's true.
He's not just a doctor. He's a friend of mine. And we enjoy chatting. And so I said, okay, opening question. I said, do you believe in menopause? And what makes guys our age so angry?
Now, did you ask him about menopause because you'd read that somewhere?
I've read it somewhere. I've been reading about it lately.
The guys go through the change of life.
And that one of the symptoms of that is this abject anger that we feel at a certain age.
Right.
And so I wanted to ask him about that because he's very smart and he gives a lot of thought to these things. He likes these kinds of questions.
Did you coin the phrase menopause?
Oh, no.
Heavens, it's quite clever.
I stole that from somebody else.
Menopause.
Right.
The change of life for men.
Exactly.
What did he say?
And one of the characteristics is this anger that we've discussed. So I put the two-part question to him and he said, yes, first of all, he said, I do believe in a kind of menopause that he says he believes is really just a reaction to menopause that women go through. So if your wife, for example, is going through menopause, then you as a guy might go through some changes as well.
So if you
that
are
he
not,
feels are prompted by that.
I've covered for that for about 20 years.
You should be okay on that count.
And if you're not in some sort of committed relationship, you're exempt from it.
Yeah,
right?
I would think so.
Because you're not having to deal with it.
But still, I think that there's something, and Mike certainly is not in the menopause situation, but has been feeling a degree of anger lately. And so that was the second part of my question.
Sure. What makes
guys like us so angry? And he said, first of all, I prefer to think of it as curmudgeonly. And I said, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, prefer to think of it that way. Mm-hmm. But he said, and then we agreed on the same point. We both came that you reach a point in your life where you've seen quite a lot.
Sure.
You've experienced quite a lot. You've had a chance to evaluate things. And you've reached a point where you just decide to draw a line and say, this BS over here, no more. I'm done with this. I have flat run out of patience for that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just stop your tolerance. You have a tolerance for like 50 years, and then you say, okay, no more. I'm out of patience for this.
And you know what? I would say that can happen earlier for certain individuals.
But you know, you get to a point.
Than others.
We agreed that you get to a point where you know what you like, and you know what you don't like, and you know what you're sick of, and you know what you're okay
and
with.
And maybe because I've done radio all my life, but I think I did. What Rob said was absolutely true, that I reached that a long time ago.
You know what I think
I don't,
it is?
I don't suffer fools, and I don't take bull.
Right.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, why did I get so upset about that? I forgot where I was for a second.
You were angry there.
That might be early Alzheimer's.
What I think it is I think it's saturation.
That's
and
what it is.
We are exposed to a lot of things in our line of business. Now, for example, I used to be all about extended family.
Right.
All about it.
Yeah.
And I'm back to getting to that way. However, when we were going through so much stuff with Big Daddy and I was dealing with extended family, daybreak to dusk every day, I stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm,
I stopped having people over. I stopped communicating with them because I had reached a saturation point.
Right.
And you know what? Family is, for good or for bad, it's your family. And as I tell the kids, you don't always have to like your brother, but you always have to love your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I still loved him.
Right.
But I didn't like being around him for a while. And it can be that way with everything.
And what you're talking about is circumstantial and environmental.
Right, right.
And Buzz, what you're talking about a little bit more biological. And I'm going to tell you that I believe that it's more environmental, what we all deal with. Classic example. I railed yesterday about my commute in
traffic.
And how people were
just
so
cranky, Mike.
Today, I'm out of the house 5 minutes earlier. I take my better route into work.
Right.
I am absolutely at peace for the entire drive.
Life's
and there's a
dream.
Guy that comes roaring up on me in the back, and he's got about 6 car lengths in back of me. I see he's going at a decent clip. I put my directional signal on. I go, sir,
if you're in urgency, go.
Off
please
to
pass,
you.
Please. And it was just a peaceful, because I gave myself a little extra.
Sure.
Whereas mm-hmm. on 28, the day before, which I wrote that I will never take to work in the morning again, the dumb
that.
Road, and I got incidentally a couple of Facebookers that,
the dumb
road. I think I jotted one of her names down. Did I write it down? Let me see if I did that. Yeah, Melissa, thank you. Crossing Guard in Centerville, who said the same thing. It is a dumb road.
Yeah, it is.
It is a dumb road.
Very dumb
it is a road.
Road
populated by idiots.
You know, they've got a section of it that's called Daryl Green Boulevard. What if they named another section of it Dumb Road?
Dumbass Road.
No, just Dumb Road.
Dumb Road.
Dumb Road.
Dumb people over here.
I'd like
but
that.
But I think that my whole drive-in mm-hmm. was, you know, with me,
different.
It's more, I think, circumstantial and environmental
However,
as opposed to biological.
Speaking to saturation, though, you're faster to get to the point of, I can't stand this.
Yes.
Because it's a cumulative effect
mm-hmm. right.
building up to that craziness.
I don't take crap.
Right.
No. I don't, you know, for example, did I tell the story about the lady that wrote me the snarky email?
Not in
because
detail,
I hadn't
I don't
paid
think, no.
dues. I think I said this
no,
on the radio
yeah.
this morning.
Okay.
And one
here.
Thing that happens when you get older is, and you do two radio shows, mm-hmm. they kind of merge together.
Well, I can yeah. understand
And you forgot
that.
What you've said
sense.
On one.
Well,
that
this should help. Another. This is the fun one.
And this woman sends me a note that says, I have the place in Florida that I rent,
uh-huh.
and that is a big source of my income now, is to get that rental,
right.
and I can't rent it for the same amount of money if I don't have a golf membership included mm-hmm. with it, because people go down there and rent and they get the golf.
Okay.
That's part of the deal. Mm-hmm. So I run late on my dues because I don't have the money,
right.
and I don't have the money to do it, so mm-hmm. times are going to go, times are going to pass, and it's going to be frustrating. So I get an email that says something along the lines of, we have not received your dues. Tuesday, I must report that to the board. Well, I've never gotten anything like that, and yeah. it's snarky.
No warning.
And, and then time passes. I give her a date. That date passed. I put it on low priority because I'm not down there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not using it.
It's not
and
you
like,
that isn't golfing.
You know, let the ladies drink a few. Let the fat ladies drink a few more f***ing mimosas
oh.
down there.
Okay, now,
that's
Mike.
What I want to say when they're down there, you know?
F8.
That's what I say.
Uh-huh. This is not the bonus show.
I'm sorry.
So we relax.
So I say,
do.
Let them drink a few more mimosas, and finally, I move the you know the funds into mm-hmm. a place where I can do this, and I send their check. So I call her today.
Uh-oh.
And I have a very, I know, because I think because my commute was okay,
mm-hmm.
this was going to be
calm.
Warfare. I say, and I really approached it reasonably. I said, you know, when I got your second email about, it was something along the lines, we still haven't received it. You said you were, I hope it didn't get lost in the mail. I read it as, I hope it didn't get lost in the mail.
Right, right.
And I said, was that being snarky? She said, oh, absolutely not. She said, and what she said to me was, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes that's why it's better to talk by telephone
yeah.
than
Agreed.
By email.
Amen.
As soon as those words came out of her mouth,
mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Everything's
fixed. I don't have an attitude.
Yeah. Right.
I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. Everything is hunky-dory. Mm-hmm. I, you know, even if she was being snarky, she got my message without screaming and yelling
it
and
helps
profanity and all
to
that
talk.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the time. I said, and honey, it's the times we live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you send mm-hmm. out your mail because they probably didn't even have a person mm-hmm. at that place that was responsible for collecting because
right.
they didn't need it.
Right.
Now they do. You're snarky because you probably have to get a lot of money for that place.
You know what else he brings up with menopause? It's not so much anger. I've gotten to a point where, not as much anymore, I don't do things I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great,
right.
great place to be.
Hold on
oh, what was this?
Some kind of message is filtered in.
Oh, this just in from the home office.
Let me see.
You have something on
Please
your
Please tell
shirt.
Me it's Oscar and he's okay.
He's just around the corner.
All right. I have no idea who this is.
Oh.
But it's something about the U.S. Open, so I really don't know.
It's about your dues.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get to the U.S. Open, Mike, you've got to park at Dulles.
Gotta,
I saw the signs.
You've
got
to leave now.
I did see the signs.
Same.
Yeah.
Going tomorrow. Uh-huh. The boys will be on their own tomorrow. I'm taking a day to meet with clients at the U.S. Open. Doesn't that sound like I really do belong to a country?
It really does.
Should be terrific.
But, for example, the other day, Carrie said, you know, our nephew Cody is graduating. She said, I think we should go. I said, we'll have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because really, I didn't want to go.
Exactly.
I'm going to sign the check. I'm going to send a card. I'm going to say something really nice to him when I see him. But I don't want to do that.
Does she accept that? Is Carrie okay with that? Or does that cause a fight?
Well, it doesn't cause a fight.
Mark really wants to know the
I'm
answer.
I'm very curious.
This question.
The answer is somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
She accepts it. Uh-huh. She doesn't like it, but there is no fight.
So what is your conclusion after this?
I think the doctor and I came to the same conclusion, and that is that you reach a point, and I guess it can be at any age, you reach a point where you've just decided, whether it's Rob or you or me, that this is where we draw the line.
And I'm
after
tired
this line,
and I'm not going to take it anymore.
We're not going to take this crap anymore.
Amen.
That's it.
S-A-D.
Yeah.
Everybody.
That's right.
Peter Finch.
We'll take a break. When we come back, lots that we have to cover on today's show in a very short time. a health screening, speaking of being an old man. Joy Behar, whether she was punked or not. Cell phones, do they cause cancer? Buzz the old man, twitchy boy. And Sofia Vergara. All that coming up. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by the DR Stump Grinder. Got unsightly tree stumps in your yard? DR Stump Grinders are affordable and perfectly sized for you. To make stump removal fast and easy, even in tight spots, see it in action with their free DVD, available at drstumpgrinder.com. There it is.
Look, we got one in the studio.
Grind the metal stump, Rob.
Oh, it's an aluminum tree.
Yeah.
It's a fake Christmas tree. And it does it in short order, Mike.
Just click the DR ad on our website. There it is, the DR Stump Grinder.
Watch this. Ooh. No problem. I'll turn it off.
Go see the video.
Thank you very much.
Great video.
Hey, here are our call-in numbers, 718-506-1625 mm-hmm. or 877-806-2482. You can call us, and we might even take it. Might even take the call.
Only if it's
important. Talk about old Buzz being twitchy old, and we have meetings occasionally. And Buzz, you've been twitching for about 30 years, but you twitch more now. You know, when you're like, you don't want to get something done.
And I think twitchy is a contradiction of being old. I think it shows a fiery energy that can barely be contained.
I think it shows menopause.
I do too. Keep believing that. Speaking of being old.
I do. I learned something from yesterday's meeting.
What's that?
If we're going to take a meeting, I'm not going to let Mark have my chair again.
Yeah.
Because the whole meeting on an end table.
Right. Yeah. You sat there with your back sort of twisted around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't look comfortable.
Well,
you're not a meeting guy, though. You're a classic former radio producer in that at meetings, Rob says nothing.
That's because I'm.
You said like one sentence during the interview.
Because I'm listening.
You know, you are. I know what that is. Because your counterpart does it too. He doesn't say a word in me. You know what it is?
Oh, I don't think
it's staying out. Correct me if I'm wrong. Be honest with me.
Okay.
Staying out of the line of fire.
No.
Making it end as soon as possible.
No. Not at all. I couldn't wait.
Why are you so... The Rob I know is Mr. Gregarious on the radio. We can't shut you up.
Well, we had...
You know,
it was a good meeting, and there was some business stuff discussed.
Right.
And that stuff I listen to, but only add to it if I feel I can add to it.
Okay.
You don't want me to be a jackass when you're talking business.
See, okay. I was engaged. I may have been twitchy, but I was engaged. I was involved. I made contributions, both factually and in humor.
Are you throwing your friend under the bus there?
No, I'm just saying we all have different levels. I would neither throw him, nor would he throw me.
And you know what? What you said is that's insulting to me and to my friend Jeff.
Speaking of elderly.
Yes.
Were we?
My health screening is coming. I've gotten for weeks now in the mail. Mm-hmm. In fact, they'd be a good advertiser. I'm going to give you the info,
okay.
So I won't mention their names. But it's a screening that I'm getting for like artery, stroke, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Is this one of those where they just scan everything?
Yeah, they do a bit. It's not one of the virtual physical deals.
Oh, okay.
But it's a screening you go in for. Uh-huh. And I have no idea what it is.
Do they touch you?
I've gotten it probably for the last year. I've gotten this every few months. I get one of these things.
Do they touch and probe you? Or is
I don't
it more
know.
Of a-
I don't. I'll let you know. But you know where my screening is going to be held?
Where?
At the Manassas Park Senior Apartment Complex.
Oh no!
Oh God!
I will see you there.
That can't be any good. That's like, you know what? That to me, that's like getting a flu shot in a drugstore.
That
can't be the best of care.
You know what? It's $200.
Drugstore.
And I'm getting like all these procedures, and I want to know if I have an aortic aneurysm, and I want to find out if I got a stroke coming.
Is there no screening in the historic drugstore district of Manassas, Virginia?
The historic drugstore district. And incidentally, if you're planning a summer vacation, you haven't locked those plans in yet.
And you're looking to save money.
Let me enlighten you about a summer trip you might not have thought of.
Oh, yeah.
I know that, for example, you go to Maine for the national parks and the seashore and that fabulous down east lifestyle.
Yeah,
and
sure,
you get
it's
Maine.
Wonderful.
They call it vacation land. Mm. Perhaps you're planning on going up to the Great Lake region of Illinois.
Who could blame
and,
you?
Michigan, fabulous, beautiful part of the
maybe
country.
Maybe the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
Poconos are beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Lake Champlain. Is there a more beautiful part of New York?
There is not.
Absolutely.
Every
gorgeous
view a postcard.
Terrific. You know, some people, if you got some disposable, great airfares to Europe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Might take the family, have a European
some
vacation.
Some countries, that's true.
Let me recommend, if you're coming to Manassas, please visit the historic drugstore district.
Beautiful.
Where there
can you explain it to the outsiders what it is?
There is well, it's very close to where we live.
Yes, we're blessed
we're very,
that way,
very, yeah, we're very fond of
and
it.
And it's weird because I think we've grown to take it for granted.
I am planning, when I get into the bowels of the summer, that I'm going to get, see if I can rent me a carriage and a horse, and I will start my tour
Mike's livery chauffeur
of the historic drugstore district.
Now, Mike, this sounds ridiculous to an outsider, but is it true?
It's very true.
That there are four drugstores within eyeshot of each
you
other?
You know, that's
how
when,
can that be?
That's I mean, when you get into ground zero.
It's a phenomenon. Yes. Really.
What we do, we'll start the tour just across the street from the Prince William County Hospital, and you've got a lovely brand new Walgreens that's there on the left. And then you go through a very nice part of town. There's a park on the right, and then as you pass the 7-Eleven on the left, just on the left will be, hey, another Walgreens.
Right.
Two of them.
Yeah. Two of them. Now, a lot of people say,
it's impossible to choose a favorite, by the way. No. Because I've gone to both.
Right. But and if you can't choose a favorite between your two Walgreens that you like, you might want to go across the street to the CVS.
Oh, it's
which
great.
Is located.
They are very good.
I was just right there yesterday, and there was an immense woman with a small, you know, they've got the small grocery carts.
Yes.
And she was so fat, it looked even smaller.
Amen.
And she was yelling at the small brown clerk. She says,
She
said, I did buy Revlon. That coupon is good.
Oh.
And these are the sights and sounds.
I feel like I was there.
That you can see when you go to the historic drugstore district.
You might say to yourself, that's enough for me, but no, because really, in the great, right after the end of the Civil War, when Manassas was deciding to be the drugstore capital of the United States, they said, what should we do? And Ulysses S. Grant met with Robert E. Lee, and they formed Grant Avenue.
Right.
And they also said, where are we going to put the Rite Aid?
Right.
You know, and so as not to, you know, cause problems.
Right.
You're familiar with the movie Gangs of New York.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
The 5 points.
Yes. Right.
Well, that's kind of what this is, only with drugstores instead of gangs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the Rite Aid is catty corner to the CVS and really on the other side of the first Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you continue down maybe about a half a mile or so, there's the outsider. It's when we call it the suburban CVS.
Right.
That's
right.
Located just outside.
And it has a lot of split pine flooring.
Yes.
It's very, very rustic.
It's wonderful.
And it's not all classic, you know, turn of the century drugstores.
No, no. Because with those pesky soda fountains and things that might be really nice.
There is a beautiful, gleaming, modern tower of glass and plastic that
and
has
brick.
A fully
and brick
that has a fully functioning druggist.
Uh-huh. Right.
And that, of course, is at the Bloom.
Sure. And it's wonderful.
Really great.
It's terrific.
So, like, let's say you need lotions, toothbrush.
Right.
What if you're out of floss, Mike?
You know, I can choose from 17 different retailers within a 2-square-mile area.
How about this? How about you get up on the day and you need a greeting card?
Oh, I've got so many choices, it's not even funny.
You know what? Everyone stresses out at Arbor Day, but not Mike. It's like his favorite time of year because he goes to all the great drugstores.
It's one of the advantages to living in the historic drugstore district, and you know, my Easters and my Halloweens and all my second-tier holidays are just taken care
of. Now, when you bought this house, did you think that the cost was going to be prohibitively expensive due to its proximity to the historic
location.
The historic drugstore district.
I was
just curious
location.
Because, I mean, this is a dream house for someone who needs medicine.
Rob, it's funny you bring that up. Because I was worried about this, but the fact is that this is the amazing thing. Since I bought this house, miraculously, I couldn't be happier about this, the property values have just come down almost exponentially.
Oh, my God. So you don't even have to buy generic drugs.
No.
You can buy Bayer.
Yeah.
And you can buy Excedrin.
Here's the phenomenon that I love watching every day because although
is it really a phenomenon?
It is.
It is.
You know,
it is.
Each day, and I call Carl, and I said, I think the house value depreciated some more. I think our value just went down maybe
that's
another
so $10,000
or $20,000.
Wow.
I said, here's the amazing thing, but they're building another f***ing grocery store and a f***ing drugstore.
Wow.
Sorry, that's why we were doing that shtick. In Manassas, in Deviltown, a stupid number of drugstores.
Apparently so.
Meanwhile, the value of your house decreases like the cost of an Easter bunny in May.
It's ridiculous.
So really, do your taxes.
It's like a discounted chocolate bunny.
And as far in the land of retail, is not the modern drugstore just the land of mediocrity.
Yeah, of course.
The land where everything is just so good.
Where you don't find quite what you're looking for. Something close, but not...
You don't need a drugstore anymore because your Walmarts and your Targets have great grocery stores.
Well, then why are they
Safeway and Giant have great pharmacies.
Why the hell are they built? Why this orgy of drugstore construction? And I'm not... Manassas is not the only place.
Everywhere
in Northern Virginia, what the hell are they doing?
Do you think it has to do with the local clientele?
Are you indicating, Rob,
that perhaps
no,
more kids getting sick?
No. Rob says emphatically no.
All right. Perhaps it is. Perhaps people that are holding on to the older way of life, you know, idiots.
I don't know, Rob. I don't know. All I know is that the drugstores are we're stupid with drugstores around.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I can't think of the last time I went to a drugstore because I needed to go to a drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
I bought cards at I guess it was the Rite Aid,
right?
Because I needed Father's Day
cards. This one?
Yeah, it was on the right. That's where I saw the fat
this
lady.
One.
Yeah,
that's where I saw
this
the
one
fat
or that
lady.
One or that one.
There's
this one
near you,
like the scarecrow.
I'm that's pointing at everywhere.
Of course, some people do go both ways.
Easter. It was Easter weekend, and I went in there, and I get myself a basket, and I start filling it up. I'm not going to get one of their pre-made.
I remember you were talking about.
And
that.
I felt so completely guilty. I felt like, what am I doing? What am I doing? But I mean, you do it here. Where else are you going to get your peeps?
Yeah,
we're close
to the drugstore.
What if there was a Target nearby? Now, I'm blessed to have a Target less than a mile from my home.
I really, if you were going to measure it, my Target is probably 3 miles away, tops.
Then that's where you should be doing that stuff.
If you did a little survey, and now with the internet, you can get these kind of facts.
You're getting marked.
You do, take a pin, put it on my house, and then you put a 5 mile radius around my house.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
I think we'd have 40 drugstores.
Probably.
It's ridiculous.
No shortage of places to buy Metamucil.
Yeah. We have drugstores and we have banks.
Yes.
That's who builds.
Yes, but you know what? But not my bank. That's what's sad.
Yeah, but you don't have, you know, that's what really, and I hate to get heavy, but isn't that the problem with everything? We have these giant mega chains of everything that can just, they don't know where to spend their money. So they're just going blah, 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 blah.
You do have an occasional great store. You know what's a great store?
What's that?
The hardware store up by, I guess it's by the ABC store.
That is
Independent, an Ace or something.
Yeah, it's a great hardware store. I think it is a True Value.
Right, right. You know what? And those guys, they're a chain, but they're not. You know, they're kind of independent.
Very much so, yes.
I like that hardware store. And that's a good ABC store.
All right, moving along. Cell phones. Buzz, do you believe that they can give you cancer? Yes or no?
Yes. I think long-term, yes.
You do. But Rob, what do you think?
I think everything can give you cancer long-term. I'm not going to change the way I live based on the fact that there's a chance that it might give me cancer.
They
say liquor causes cancer, too. I'm not stopping drinking.
They change this almost every other week where you get this information.
True.
The big story this week is that they can cause cancer. I don't know whether to believe it or not. I think low levels of radiation. They used to say way back in the day that your television set can cause
Your microwave.
Or your microwave can cause cancer.
There have been cancer scare studies since the 1970s. I remember one of George Carlin's early jokes was, scientists have determined that saliva can give you cancer, but only when swallowed in small amounts over a long period of time. And that's the truth of it right there. I think if you moderate your exposure to alcohol and cell phone radiation,
Rob, you're toast.
You'll be okay.
I heard on Tech 411 that cell phones cure cancer.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I heard it wrong.
There's an app for it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be fine.
The chemo app.
No, the app that I want to get is, I think they've got an app for the Droid. I don't know if they have it for the iPhone.
Angry chemo birds.
We'll ask Mr. Ronick over here.
The measures?
There's an app now. One of the things Carla showed me on my cell phone was that...
how to make a phone call?
Stop it. what you do? Slow down, Pachango.
Notepad.
Hey, do me a favor, okay? I want you to channel Gene Simmons a little bit.
Mellow.
Okay.
Then let's merchandise.
Carla shows me that, you know why you're losing battery power? And she goes through and she presses a couple of buttons, and then I see all these apps that I have running that I never shut off.
Yep. Right.
Is there an app for the iPhone like there is for the Droid that does that automatically for you when you don't use them for a while?
That gets rid of them automatically?
It's called, I forgot the name of it. I heard it today. Might have been on another radio station. And they were talking about how there is an app now that will control that. Right now, if you want to shut down your applications that are running, say email, you might be playing Home Run Battle, you might be playing Angry Birds, and you leave them open, well, they're sucking the juice out of your battery. You got to go through it. And I never do that. Yeah. I mean, I could do that right now. I could open my phone up right now.
I haven't heard of an app that actually does that automatically. That was a feature that one of the earlier iPhones didn't have at all. You couldn't turn off.
You couldn't shut them down?
Your apps running in the background. And so that's a real popular thing now that everybody's happy about with the new iPhone.
And isn't it true that if you double tap that button, that will close the app so that it won't be open in that bottom row of open apps?
Well, what you do is you, what you can do is, like, say you got an app that's running, like the App Store, for example.
Sure. Right. Okay.
All right, so I double tap on that, and that didn't work. I hate these things.
You double tap.
No, you love them.
Can't work them at all.
Yeah, you double tap the home button. That's
right.
All right, double tap the home button.
And you'll see all the programs running in the background.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And then you have to hold.
So these aren't running right now, right? Because, well, they don't have any icon on them, or
technically
what?
They are running.
They are running.
They're running?
Yes.
Yep. So how do I get the little X on them to shut them down?
You
touch the X.
Touch the one you want and hold it down, and then they will start to wiggle.
Oh, they all start to wiggle.
Yeah, and then you see the little
red
button.
Red button says it's got a line like a minus sign.
Right, so if you touch that, it will
close.
Remove it from the background.
All right, close very good. I don't want to close my phone.
Right. No, you won't.
And he got a text at the same time.
I have a text from Rob Spiewak. Rob writes, "Hi, Mike."
You may want to close your messages.
You. Mail. I don't want to close.
You
mail.
Can close it. It's not going to do anything. Yeah.
And if you close, if you close messages will open up when you get a message.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Okay. And
it's just
Safari.
It.
I'm closing.
Sure.
Weather. I'm closing. Photos.
Right.
Facebook.
You can just close everything.
My GPS unit. My Home Run Battle.
I close down my email about once a day because it gets confused when I delete emails. A lot of times it'll say, this has no message, this has no message, this has no message. So you kind of have to reset it.
Mm-hmm. You know what a boring day was for me?
What's that?
A boring day is when I opened up an app. I decided to get an app called iGun Pro.
And what is that?
Oh, dear.
It's a stupid app. It's a stupid app where it has guns.
You'll put your eye out.
It has guns.
I've seen that.
Is it just pictures of guns?
It's just, no, it's guns that fire, you know? Like this.
Oh, I hear
it. I heard a click.
He
cocked it.
Yeah.
Right. Hey.
Careful where you point that.
Do I have to hit F8?
No. Why is it working?
You've jammed it.
I didn't jam
it. No ammo.
Well, now would be the time for the Canadians to attack.
No, they're too busy.
Oh, yeah, they're in Vancouver, right? Yeah.
Damn it, I really wanted to see if this worked.
Huh.
Choose another gun.
All right, hold on. I'm going to get another gun.
How about
off
that?
How about a Derringer?
No, this is a real elaborate gun here. Did you hear the magazine going
there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
Oh.
Careful, I think you just shot Mark.
That was good, Charlie.
Where's the friggin'...
It's at the bottom.
It's at the
Why is
other
it
end.
There?
Well, because that's where you speak. There's a microphone there as well. Oh, you can hear the shells.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me get
That's
one
great.
Here.
What did Hold we do God. Before these?
Well, we used real guns.
I was going to say, thank God we have this, or we'd have 18 holes in our studio right now.
All right, and I put it on automatic. You
RJ is dead.
Want to hear the Tommy gun?
I do.
Right. Sure.
And it doesn't shoot at anything. It just shoots the gun. All right, it's official. I'm a tar.
How much was that at?
$440.
Wow. Worth it.
We'll take a break. We will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right here. Beatles?
Yes, White Album.
How don't I know this song?
It's George Harrison wrote it about eating candy and getting a toothache in Eric Clapton's garden.
Wow.
While they were sharing
Rob's
a wife.
Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Father's Day is this weekend, but there's still time to shop through Mike O'Mara's Amazon page.
Do this.
MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon with 2-day shipping on many items and Saturday delivery. There's no need to rush to the mall. Gift cards available too, even by email. When you think of shopping for any occasion, think MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
There's still
Let's
time.
Let's open up the audio vault and see what's going on.
Thank you
today.
For opening the thing, Mike. Today,
my pleasure.
Kelly Ripa's on vacation, but settle down. It's going to...
Other end.
Bottom.
Mike.
Is this how you're going to review the tapes today, by guns?
There you go.
All right, let's move on.
All right, let's move on.
Kelly Ripa is on vacation, but don't worry, they're trotting in other women to help Regis out.
I understand. I'm Betty White did a great job.
She did a great job. Yeah. Today they brought in some Chippy from ESPN.
Chippy?
And they were talking about Twitter. And I just want you to know in this one sentence how Regis explains how much he understands Twitter.
Oh, good.
And ESPN.
Twitter.
In one small sentence, he explains the fact, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Actually, I had tweeted about it because I thought it was just that funny.
And the one guy who saw your tweet went,
that was me.
Okay, here we go.
So you must get a lot of tweets, though. They see you on the sports channel.
The sports channel, you get the tweets on the machine.
I think that revealed that Regis doesn't even understand cable.
That's yes. Right. Do you get the sports channel?
Do you get a lot of that?
They all sound the same. That's what I realized about this app. All the guns sound the same.
But they look different.
They look amazingly different with great detail.
Do you remember the movie where James Garner and Jack Lemmon were like ex-presidents and they went across the country solving crimes?
Yes.
Yeah, what was it called?
I don't know.
That run across the country.
Yes, and solve crime. But the thing that I liked about that movie, one scene is they revealed that they both made up lyrics for Hail to the Chief that they sang when they came out.
All right.
I thought that was funny. On the Today Show this week, they had a behind-the-scenes deal with Obama getting introduced. But while he was introduced, they showed him backstage. Uh-huh. And I really like what he did when they introduced him. I just thought this was funny. Here's President Obama in North Carolina right before a speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
That's me.
Well, for now.
Just a short tape, but I like funny. That. That's me.
That's funny.
All right. There's elections going on in Los Angeles, and there's one candidate named Janice Hahn, and a political action committee called Turn Right put this ad out for her.
Uh-huh.
This might be the most racist political ad I've ever heard.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
I think you're going to enjoy this in the ironic sense of the word.
In an insane effort to reduce gang violence, Janice Hahn hired hardcore gang members with taxpayer money to be gang intervention specialists. She even helped them get out of jail
so snarky.
They could rape and kill again.
Give me your cash, bitch, so we can shoot up the street. Give me your cash, bitch, so we can buy some more heat.
Oh,
give
man.
Me your cash, ho, so we can get out the pen. Give me your cash, ho, cause we back in again. Yeah.
Congress has enough gangsters.
Right.
Janice Hahn. Bad for L.A. Bad. For America.
Bad.
Let's keep her out of Congress, homies.
Homies.
I like the gunfire. That was not my app.
No,
that was in the app.
If I kept playing it, that would have screwed up that bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, we finished up the hockey championships last night.
Congratulations,
yes, congratulations. Bruins.
You know what? I grew up.
It's over?
When I first was a little, it's over.
It's over,
it's ridiculous.
I know.
July 4th, and we're yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Finishing
didn't the
hockey.
Season start last week?
Yeah.
Truly amazing. And I will tell you that I've had three hockey teams that I passionately rooted for.
Mm-hmm.
Started out with, I'll go backwards to the end. It starts now with the Washington Capitals. I'm a big Capitals fan.
Sure.
Then when I was in my hometown, we actually had an NHL team in Hartford, Connecticut.
Right. Yep.
The Hartford Whalers. I was a huge fan. And then it started. Bobby Orr taught me how to put on my hockey uniform. I was a Boston Bruins fan. Back in the days of Phil Esposito, Bobby Orr, Ken Hodge. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I really haven't attached myself to that team. However, I did wager on them. And I'd like to say thank you to the Boston Bruins for my $50 windfall.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Up that bet.
More interesting than the win of the Stanley Cup is the fact that the crowd apparently has still not forgiven Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, for the 95 lockout. So when he comes out to do the MVP.
I watched the end. Rob, I'm watching this last
night.
And I'm curious because I said that this morning. Is that what they think the reason is?
That's what they're saying.
That it was the lockout?
Still. And that's what? That's 16 years ago.
This guy.
And they're booing this guy.
Now listen, their team has lost. It's on Vancouver ice. The Bruins have just won the championship, so they're not happy.
I think we saw in the news this morning it's a fussy town.
There's so many levels to this. Let me talk about this for a second.
Okay, please.
I'm watching the end of the game, and like more than any other sport, when I watched the Stanley Cups, even if it was the Washington Capitals, my heart, in a little way, breaks for the losing team because this is a marathon.
A long battle.
This is the hardest trophy to win in sport. This is a grudge match. These guys are 8 to 11 pounds lighter than they've ever been because they've been through this. Mm-hmm. They're gaunt. They're bruised. They're battered.
And didn't the Bruins take it 7 games 3 times?
Yeah. These guys are tapped. They've got the beards. They really look like they've been through a war. They look like they're coming back from war. That's what the NHL hockey at the playoff level is like. It's really amazing. And they come back and you see this. So at the end, I do feel a little remorse for the team that loses. And I'm looking at that, and then you see inside of the stadium in Vancouver, you see the fans start waving their towels and start applauding, and they're saluting their team, the Canucks. Cool. And I swear to God, before I went to bed last night, I said, that is C-L-A-S-S. That is a class act. Look at the way they're doing this, because I said, you wouldn't see this. I'm saying this to Carla. You wouldn't see this in a stadium in the United States. No. And I said, this is amazing.
They're very civil.
I go to sleep. I wake up to this morning. Well, they were behaved in the arena because on the street they turned into madmen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was anarchy. It was riots like you saw in Detroit years ago. It was like that thing they did at the University of Maryland. People went bat-ass.
Yeah. Well, they also did take the time out to 2 times good standing boos to Gary Bettman.
Listen to how he gets booed. I couldn't believe this.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we direct your attention to ice level for the presentation of the Conn Smythe Trophy to the 2011 Stanley Cup Playoffs Most Valuable Player.
Wow. They're screaming at this guy.
Congratulations.
And again, great job on the audio, NBC.
The Boston Bruins and Vancouver.
And of course, Gary Bettman, the lawyer who became commissioner.
So that goes on, and they booed him again.
I wonder if there's money in sports.
The other good thing is that they booed him until he held up the Stanley Cup. Then they cheered.
Yeah, they cheered.
They liked the cup.
Very strange. You know, a lot of emotion going into last night's final.
The Today Show continues to spiral into the ground.
Yeah. Okay,
today, Jim Carrey came in and tried to be cute and fun, but all he did is emphasize how Natalie Morales can't handle anything thrown her way.
Whoa.
Okay, so here she is during the news, part one.
Wiener has resisted calls to resign and could be stripped of committee assignments. On Wednesday, a former adult film star who exchanged online messages with Wiener said he asked her to lie
Wiener's
about
getting stripped!
Oh boy, Jim Carrey is here at the news desk, so that doesn't make it, makes it a little exciting around here. Well, the CIA says it is investigating claims.
Well played.
Whoa.
Well, you know what it is? It's a slave to the teleprompter.
Yep, exactly.
And she's not going to go off.
Whoops.
One more clip of Jim Carrey. One more clip of Jim Carrey misbehaving, and then I have a closing tape
for you. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And now for trending on today, a quick roundup of what you're talking about online. Looting and rioting erupted in downtown Vancouver overnight after the hometown Canucks were shut out by Boston in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Two popular Facebook groups quickly popped up, one to organize a massive cleanup, and another group was trying to help identify the hooligans.
Wow.
Topping Yahoo and
low
Google
self-esteem
searches.
And Molson Export. Do not mix.
Jim Carrey will be trending later on today.
He's poaching though, Rob. He's poaching.
Yeah, but shouldn't she be able to handle it a little better than that?
Riz is in there on camera. They're such idiots.
Or they are dumb, and I hate to see that show being destroyed. I close with the program. I think I'm the only person who watches it. Mm. Jimmy Kimmel had the best coverage of, you know how Ginger Lee has come out and said that Representative Wiener has tried to sext with her. She denied it. And of course, she's hired Gloria Allred to
represent
her.
Of course she has.
Of course she has.
And that footage is not all that great. However, Jimmy Kimmel had the best coverage of Ginger Lee's press conference.
Anyway, even though these Gloria Allred press conferences normally drive me up the wall, I was delighted to see her do this one in particular because we got to hear her say a lot of very funny words, which we've taken the liberty of putting to music.
Wiener, 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 package, wiener, 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 package, wiener, 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 package, wiener, 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 package, package, package.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio.
That
is good stuff. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Buzz and News right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's cool tonight.
Oh, I love that song. I still love that.
It's a good one.
He used to use, I think it was on that same album, the instrumental in the Stone was on the this show for the
closing.
Oh,
that was the Banff.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. Time to get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara. We're brought to you today by Netflix. Give Dad the gift of entertainment with a Netflix gift card. Brilliant. It's movies and TV shows he can watch on game consoles, computers, and all things Apple. Even a TV.
Hey, ooh. Apple.
And now, for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, click the Netflix ad on our website. Interesting, you'll be hearing about them again in a moment. In a good way.
Did you look for Network yet on
no,
Netflix?
I will do that.
Please do that.
I
you need to
that.
See that
film. I want you to get out of your chairs. I want you to get out of your chairs. I want you to get mad, goddammit. I'm tired and I gotta take it anymore.
Peter Finch.
Right. I was too busy watching our new animation yesterday.
Oh, you tease.
Oh, our new aunt. Oh,
yes.
Got me excited for a second. I thought.
Oh, no.
Episode 9 coming up soon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how he churns those out.
Yeah.
It is.
I know.
Very impressive. Yeah. A new report. A new report says life expectancy, and mine is getting shorter. A new report says life expectancy in the U.S. lags behind 30 other countries, even though we're number one in per capita spending on healthcare.
That's why I'm getting my screening.
Japanese men.
See you at the club.
Japanese men live nearly 2.5 years longer than we do on average. Japanese women.
Wrong time.
Japanese women live nearly 5.5 years longer than American women. We are now where Japan was in 1957.
Wow.
People also live longer in Iceland, Switzerland, Australia, Spain, Sweden, Israel, and France, among others. We're further down the list alongside countries including Slovenia and Cuba. Well, the good
funny.
News is...
Makes
how
laugh.
Is that funny?
It's just, it's so... We're in trouble.
We need to try
harder.
We're in huge,
need to paddle harder.
That's right. Trouble. Yeah. We have been so greedy for so long that we're just getting screwed. Mm-hmm. And our doctors with their... I remember... I went out to get engaged out in California, and I had a chance to
this
go.
This is the most recent wife.
I had to, yes, it is, number three.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to go out to play the Shrine, the mecca of golf on the West Coast. You know this out there if you live out there. Pebble Beach, you know this if you're a golfer back
here. Oh, yeah.
Here. And it cost me more money than I ever wanted to spend for a round of golf to just be at this place.
Is it a public course?
And Yeah. I mean, you can go there and you have to, I think, stay there. I got,
there's
was able
rules.
To finagle my way to get in, but I had to pay a ransom to get in there. And I'm walking and they make you walk with a caddy and he's sitting there and he's telling me all about the place. And I'll never forget that we're on this hole at this beautiful spot. And he points to a house that's down there on the golf course on the water. Mm-hmm. And he said, yeah, this doctor owns that. And he also owns the house up there. So he can be closer to the water down. Mm-hmm. And I went, this is what's wrong with the country. You know what? It really does beg the question. I don't want to sound like a communist or a socialist.
Yeah, Mike.
But it does beg the question, really, how much is too much? It's like Gordon Gekko says in Wall Street, the zero-sum gain. It's a game to these guys. Mm-hmm. And people are... we're falling apart.
There are a lot of doctors who don't make a lot more money. In fact, I would say most doctors don't make a lot more money than we make
as
individuals.
I'm not talking about the doctors.
There are specialists.
I'm not attacking doctors.
Yeah.
I'm saying when anybody like this,
can't go to the pool
CEOs,
is sitting there at the, you know, it's just profit gone mad.
Yeah,
you don't need it.
It's disproportional.
Right.
Yeah.
And these are the people that don't need more help.
Right.
And there's one school of thought saying help them more. And then, you know what? You got the right, and they're saying, hey, we're taxing, you know, tax the rich less, which I think is stupid. And then you got the left that sits there in power right now and goes, duh.
Exactly.
Way to go, Barry. I mean, once again, I hate to pick on him.
I know.
He got Bin Laden. He does dick.
It didn't happen.
He's doing dick.
Mm-hmm. The president of the United States. That's me.
That's me. Yeah. Hey, glad you're happy.
The good news is men's life expectancies in the U.S. are climbing, increasing by more than 4 years since 1987. So there's that.
And now, something that I always like to mention is the people that are living to like 75, 80 now, they were born 75 and 80 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to probably be longer when we get there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Well, not sure I want it.
Not the way you eat.
Hey.
No. Hey.
The birth rate in this country.
I learned it by watching you.
I know you did. I was there. I was right there with you.
The birth rate in this country, meanwhile, has been falling down for the third straight year, which just happens to coincide with the downturn of the economy. The aging population is another factor. New data, however, indicates that the drop is leveling off. That failed nuclear power plant in Japan might have been ready for an earthquake or a tsunami, but not both. Nuclear plants in this country are also not prepared for a 1-2 punch, according to a government task force. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's task force also says that some of the older reactors in this country got their licenses renewed not so long ago, even without being updated with the latest safety measures. The report blames the government's NRC for not forcing those older plants to make those upgrades and says that should change.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, it really was an incredible fluke. And the earthquake, and then you've got a nuclear power plant right on the ocean, and it just got devastated.
Do you think the local drugstores would be prepared for such a disaster?
The way they're built, Rob?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I hope so. God, I hope so.
As a matter of fact, if there's ever like a hurricane,
yes.
If there's a hurricane coming.
Mm-hmm. What about a tsunami?
A tsunami?
From Missouri.
Or a tidal wave. I am going to get right over there. Or a tornado.
Oh, I hate a tornado.
Tornadoes are very dangerous. Yeah. Any kind. Or a flood.
A flood.
How about an earthquake?
Earthquake. You win.
Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is home.
Earthquake.
Yikes.
At least she's no longer spending evenings and nights in the hospital. 5 months after being shot in the head, Gabby will still visit the hospital every day for intensive rehabilitation. But her doctor says there is zero chance she will make a full recovery and that a core of brain tissue has been permanently damaged. We may be seeing the best there is to see.
Ah, you know what? I thought that there was a chance.
Hoped for that.
I think the writing was on the wall when you heard about what she had to go through and all that. But she survived, and my prayers go out to her staffers, one of whom I got a chance to meet on Memorial Day weekend, and to her husband. It's a tough road.
I tell you what, it is
that
great, though.
Son of a bitch. I don't care if he's insane. Pull his wings off.
It is great to see her smile, though.
Yeah, it is.
Those are some great pictures to look at.
That's the same. So probably she will never serve in Congress again.
Yeah, I believe that's a safe assumption.
That sucks, jack off.
No wonder we favor so-called reality TV over scripted shows. A new survey says only 14% of us are focused on the TV shows we watch. 86% of us are doing something else while the shows are on. 81% of us are surfing the net, either on our computers or our phones. 3% say we're simply too hip to watch any TV.
I think there might be only one show that merits focus anymore, that's Modern Family.
Modern Family is a go-to. I know I bitch about this. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have our different moments when we're not here. And, you know, Lord knows I took a lot of vacation time when I had the old show. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, Food Network, Travel Channel, for the love of Christ.
Not even trying, are they?
I mean, no S. Yeah. You're putting up programming from 2004 and trying to tell me to watch it?
Yeah.
What the hell is your deal? I mean, really, that is... And then they're putting on Cake Wars, Food Wars, wars. They are phoning it in.
Yeah,
and
that's
they're gonna
easy
bite,
to
they're
generate.
They're going to get bitten in the ass.
Easy to generate. And you know what? Please, New American Pickers. I've seen them all. I need New American Pickers.
Mr. Burbank, perhaps a little research into the ratings of the Food Network.
Fair enough.
I'd like to know if you can get away with running an Ina Garten episode from 2004.
I don't know how closely we can track this, but I'd love to see the trend. As they've gone to more and more reruns, I wonder if the viewership has gone down, down, down.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Is that when she was skinny?
That's when she was less wrinkly.
They're so old. Mm-hmm. Your cable company, meanwhile, is scared to death about the rise of Netflix, Hulu, and other technologies, and may be considering cutting its prices. A Cox executive told a trade show this week.
What executive?
Cox.
What about DirecTV?
That would be the same thing because they fall into that. They're at this convention. They fall under that sort of cable banner, even though it's satellite.
It's time to lower those prices.
Absolutely.
It's another example of we're paying way too much for stuff that really ought to be free.
Well, I get free Showtime.
You've hit the nail on the head right
there. I got $20 a month off for a year.
Attaboy.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah, you taught me everything I know about that.
I can't tell you what I get or I'd lose it. A Cox executive told a trade show this week.
It's cryptic.
That the tight economy is also.
The man is losing his mind.
That's right. I told you. Life expectancy. Go back to the beginning.
All right.
A Cox executive told a trade show this week that the tight economy is also a factor. It's that mysterious. Mm-hmm. So it's the economy also. That may mean that fewer people can afford to pay for television, at least at cable prices. Cable companies are realizing this and may cut accordingly.
Good.
Yeah.
Hope they do.
And finally, you can lead a human to water, but you can't make them swim, or words to that effect. In Bellevue, Washington, three women who were visiting from out of town listened carefully to everything the GPS had to say, including the instruction to make a U-turn onto a boat ramp and into the water. They were rescued by firefighters who gave the women a lift back to their hotel. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Speaking of GPS, Mike, there's something I need to play for you that Tab Patterson has been working on.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How would you like to be the voice in somebody's dashboard?
Somebody's Garmin.
Or Charlie.
Or what if we could offer that to our listeners?
I love that.
For just a small fee.
Let's explore.
You're going to love it.
Meeting time. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today brought to you by The Man Grate.
for Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brush.